Now, the Wallabies have been on the lookout for a big-hearted Aussie kid to be their ball boy when they play against the All Blacks in the Bledisloe Cup later this year. So they put their feelers out, and in 100 words or less, people from all around the country were nominated. And one of our local kids, 11-year-old Brett Vella from Coffs Harbour, has been shortlisted. And both Brett and his mum, Alison, join me in the studio now. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Brett, this is just a huge achievement, isn't it? I mean, for someone so young, are you excited?
Yeah, really. This is a big opportunity for me.
And tell me about your love of sport, Brett.
I love sport so much because I can encourage people to do lots of things that they thought they could never do, but now they can. And, yeah, I love the game so much.
Now, what has sport encouraged you to do?
Help people and just be kind and enthusiastic and play the game nice.
Oh, good on you. Now, Brett, they say you've got a big heart. Is it because you've got lots of love, or is it because there's a few challenges in your life that you need a big heart
to
get over?
Yeah, there's a few challenges because I've got a hearing loss, and so I have to wear a hearing system in class, and it's been hard for me for a while, and yeah.
Now, you're the captain of your...
Gold House.
Of Gold House. At which school do you go to?
Nerangga.
At Nerangga. And what does that involve, being the captain of the Gold House?
We have to run the house and get the fastest times in the end of the day, and then so they go into the relays or something.
Okay. Now, would you like to be a ball boy for the Wallabies?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine that'd be pretty fun. Do you think you'd do a good job of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you have to do?
I'll have to go to and get a ball and put it on the sideline so the person can throw it out to the player who's going to tap it and pass.
Oh, okay. Have you been practicing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you. Now, Alison, you're Brett's mum, and yes, you nominated him for this. So why was it something that you wanted for him to be involved in?
He just does love all sport, absolutely. It's the centre of his life, it really is. And I've just seen him, particularly in the last couple of years, since his hearing loss has got progressively worse, he's worked so hard to sort of get himself back to a good level with schooling and that sort of thing. So he has worked really, really hard. He's always the first one there to encourage and help everybody else. He has got a huge heart. I know I'm biased, I'm his mum, but... You know, a lot of other people tell me that all the time as well, that he's just got a great, great sense about himself.
Well, I'd love to read the 100 words that you wrote about him. Would you mind if I read
those? No, that's fine.
Okay. Brett has won the hearts of many through his determination. Brett has a hearing disability and some learning disabilities, but tries hard with his schoolwork, is advancing well, and as captain of his sports house at school and representing his school in many sports, he shows leadership and the importance of being a supportive friend. Sport is his passion and the area in which he excels. He's an inspiration to his life, to his family and to his friends, and he has the most positive outlook on life. He's never been to a rugby union game before. Is that true?
Yeah, I've never, and I would really, really like to.
Okay, so you're one of the finalists. How many other finalists are? I mean, how many people do we have to beat here?
I'm not sure.
9 or 10.
9 or 10. Okay, so at this point, when do we find out whether or not...
On the 5th of August, on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yeah.
Do they know it's your birthday?
No.
Oh, we have to tell them. We'll have to tell them, Brett. Well, Brett, best of luck, and thank you both so much for coming in and joining us on the program. And, Brett, finally, is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
No, not really.
All right, darling. It's lovely to meet you both.
Thank you.
And it's true that you do have a very big heart. Best of luck.
Thank you.